Hi, welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Whoa ho ho ho! Happy Halloween podcast, Knoppy Cast, episode number 9. The next one, we're going to be a decade old!
Yay!
Not really. So old. Pretty soon you're going to be as old as me. well, that's getting... I'm not that old, really.
You're a youngin'.
We're going to be really old when we get to Kirsten.
Excuse me?
We're already... Wait, how old are you, Teresa? Are you 9 or are you 8?
I'm 10.
What? Okay, well then, next episode will be Teresa's birthday episode. I guess.
Yes, yeah. It will.
We won't ever get as old as me, though, because that means we'll be retired.
We'll talk about Kirsten being retired later. As you can tell, we're a little bit opinionated. Anyway, welcome to KnoppyCast episode number 9. We're going to have some fun, and thanks for listening once again. Here we go, I'm going to hand... Oh, by the way, I'd like everyone to introduce themselves, just in case you don't know us by now. I'm Knoppy. This is...
Teresa Berg.
And I'm Kirsten Larson.
Alright, so... I'm going to actually hand you over to Paul, and he will tell you what's new in Pleasantville.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hey, hey, hey! This is Paul, and I'm bringing you the latest Pleasantville news for this week of Halloween 2009. And so, our first news story is that it is autumn in Pleasantville. There's leaves everywhere. It looks beautiful. This is my favorite time of year in Pleasantville. What do you guys think?
I think that you can't beat a pile of leaves to jump in. That's what I do whenever I have the chance. You know, the other day... I found a pheasant in my backyard. That means it must be fall time, because there's a pheasant running around in all the piles of orangey leaves. So, when I was jumping around in the leaf piles, what did I find but a big, long feather that was attached to a pheasant? And that pheasant will probably end up as our Yuletide supper. But anyway...
But it's not big enough yet?
Well, no. Right now, it's running free.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad. What do you think, Teresa? Do you like autumn?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I love how our house looks with the little scarecrow on the door and little autumn arrangements
so,
everywhere.
So, does the scarecrow scare away scary people that are coming to your door?
No, it's a cute little scarecrow that is on top of a stick with some leaves. And it's a little door ornament for fall, and it looks just so sweet.
Well, I think it would work well, though, to scare off the scaries.
Yeah.
Keep away the spookables.
Well, anyway... Speaking of autumn, the main event of autumn time for us Pleasantville people was the Masked Ball, and that happened just a couple days ago. It was held in the Parkington's grounds, but of course the Masked Ball is always put on by Suzanne Wicken, and I don't know, I think she did a pretty good job this year. What do you guys think?
It was well organized, it looked very classy. Because this time she had a color scheme, I guess, something like that. It was red and black and...
Oh, it was just wonderful. It looked so elegant. It was as an enchanted forest, and it looked so wonderful.
Yeah, she liked making it look all magical with lights in the trees.
Yeah, and the banquet was really good.
Oh, yeah. Lots of chocolate in for dessert.
What was your favorite dish?
Oh, gosh, that is hard to decide. There were so many good things to eat. It would have to be one of the chocolate dishes.
They didn't have beef shish kebabs, but I liked the king crab anyway. It was good.
She got some things from the Chinese restaurant.
She also had some Dutch dishes, which were very good.
I passed on those.
Crockett and Frinkendel, and she had something via, and she had stroopwafel, and other things like that. I love the Stroopwafel. It was very tasty.
I liked the Via because it had chocolate and raspberries.
We all just are recovering from the masked ball right now. Everybody's trying to get back into...
Your hair is still sticking up in weird ends.
Yeah.
Paul tried to gel his hair for the masked ball.
Well, it looks normal now. It looked really cool for a little while, but then I got to the masked ball and it all fell down again.
Mrs. Fox showed up at the masked ball and had everybody all in a flutter, especially my mommy and Felicity, because they hang on everything that Mrs. Fox says, because she is the utmost of fashion. And everybody couldn't wait to see which dress she was wearing. I mean, and everybody was really, really excited if they were wearing the same color as her. And she was wearing a black dress, and so was Lisa DeBecamont. And so Lisa was beside herself with happiness that she looked like Mrs. Fox.
Yeah. So, mask ball is all over, and everything else in Pleasantville was all to do with the mask ball, so now we're just kind of getting over some stuff.
I was just going to mention, wasn't Felicity invited to go to Europe with Mrs. Fox?
Yes. Well, that kind of messed up the ball for a couple people especially Rachel, because she's always wanted to go to Europe, and Mrs. Fox has decided to invite Felicity to go to Europe with her.
So?
And now that's all everybody in my house is talking about is what dresses Felicity needs to have to go to Europe.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who cares? She's gonna go on a trip, but you guys, why is that a big deal?
Well, because a lot of people in my, Rachel wants to be the one going to Europe. I don't really care. But other people do, and Mrs. Merriman is just going to be working on Felicity for the next couple months, making sure she knows the right things, and says the right things, and acts the right way.
Well, people probably, not everyone in your household would want to go to Europe, but it probably is a little bit annoying that Felicity is taking all the attention.
So, Nafi, you now have something new online. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, I don't know if anybody might notice yet, but I have a video blog, and I have already done 4 episodes of it. And it has been a smash success, and it's really fun, because I can bring you around and show you the things that I do, and you can actually see me doing it, and talking to you.
Didn't you do one about the masked ball?
Well, I recorded. I have not yet edited my blog, so it's not ready for the world to see it. But when it does, I am sure that the ArtDolls.net website will let you know.
All right, well, that's all the Pleasantville news for this week. Hopefully next week we'll have more news that has to do with the town of Pleasantville. But for now, that's me, Paul, and I'm signing off. See you next time. Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
This is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette. I am here to bring you firsthand news, clips, and interviews with the people in Pleasantville concerning their opinions on current events. Today, we will be speaking to a few people about their opinions of the expansion of Town Square.
I'm here today with Crystal Purr. Crystal, would you like to tell me a little bit about the changes we're seeing in downtown Pleasantville right now?
Hello, yes, well, the face of Pleasantville certainly is changing, and we must go along with the times. As such, there's a lot of building going on, including my new store, which is being built right across from the hair salon, and it's going to be a clothes boutique. I'm not sure quite what the name is yet, but it's going to have something to do with crystal and clothing. On top of my store, there's going to be an apartment building where Lisa DeBecamont is going to live, right above where I work. There's going to be a sort of tavern restaurant thing next to the general store. I don't know what that is. Something about a... I don't know. There was this big deal where they moved the strange-looking troll thing in front of it. I don't know what they're going to do. It looks very dodgy, though. I don't think I will go there. The post office, thankfully, has been demolished. That was a frightful building. And now Laura Windows is moving the post office into the bank. You also have a newsstand as well, Susanna Wilson.
Yes, the printery will now have its own freestanding space near the Pleasantville market, so everyone can get their newspapers in an orderly fashion. Well, thank you, Crystal. I'm going to go talk to someone else now.
You have some new stationery.
Yes, I do. Why don't you have a look?
I'll go and look.
We're talking to Laura Larson about the current changes that are happening in Town Square. Mrs. Larson, what do you think of all these new developments?
Huh, developments. Every single time I hear about one of these, it's pushing our food stand farther and farther away from town. We started at the very heart of Town Square. We were Town Square. Our food stand, Rainbow Farms, was at the very heart of the town. Now, every single building that's come afterwards has scooted us farther and farther away that now we're practically on the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
Thank you, bruh. Also, the town is starting to creep on towards our property.
Yeah.
Pretty much, we've got, your printery stand on our land, and the bank's starting to creep on over here as well. I don't know what you people are thinking about, but we were here first.
It's progress, Mrs. Larson. You can't stop progress.
It's ridiculous. That's what it is.
Later, I caught up with Felicity Merriman about her family's new tavern.
Well, right over here is where the tavern is going to be. There's going to be a bar inside, which will be serving alcoholic beverages for those who wish it. It will also
be... You mean those who are allowed.
True. And there will also be good food served at low prices for people who wish to go out of their house to have some good food and visit with friends. It'll be a very comfortable environment where people can feel at home and have fun talking with each other. And there'll be lots of good things to eat and do, and it'll be a very fun atmosphere, I think. We hope to have live entertainment such as guitar playing or singing, or perhaps I will play the mandolin. I don't know who we will have, but I think that'll be a great attraction for people coming around to want to come in and listen to music.
It was much harder to get an opinion out of Kaya Atonmai.
Hello, this is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette. Kaya, are you home?
Maybe.
Can I talk to you about some things?
Maybe.
Come out, please.
No.
I have to go in there?
No.
So,
yeah, you know.
So I just...
Be careful!
I just sort of, touch this and push it to the side?
Yeah.
Hello, how?
Hey.
So, I would like to ask you, what do you think about the changes in Town Square?
What changes?
Well, there are a lot of new, houses being built. What do you think of that?
What new houses?
Oh. Never mind. Goodbye, Kaya.
In other news, if you ever wondered what it sounds like when Suzanne and Crystal aren't getting along, this should give you a pretty good idea. Also, Mei Mei Chen does not appreciate it when the Larson's food stand is having shortages.
Not lemon. That is the problem. There are no lemon. I go to food stand, I find no lemon. I know what you do if life deals you lemon. But what you do if life does not give you no lemons when you want them, and then you can't find no oranges either. How am I supposed to make the food that I'm supposed to make with no lemons? I can't even finish my order. I don't know what is going on.
You couldn't get what? Sorry?
Allspice.
What was that?
Allspice.
Okay. Anyway, reporting to you live, this is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette. Thank you.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week. Well, since it's fall, a lot of people are having time to write letters to each other because the weather's bad, and so everyone wants to stay inside and do activities like that. So, I've grabbed a letter from my mailbag to read to you today, and this one is from Susanna Wilson to Lisa DeVecamont. She says, "Dear Lisa, you forgot to write the date on your last letter. I just thought I should let you know because that is breaking the law. Thank you for your feedback on my latest publications. I would write newspapers far more often if there were actually things to write about. Nothing major ever happens in this town, so it's hard to start a paper with anything, with it being either fashions or crops advice. My house has been totally disrupted because of Alex's restaurant. Now it is always steaming and banging and full of flying vegetables. Sincerely, Susanna Wilson." Hello there. In our episode today, we will be talking about one Dolores Montoya. Now, Dolores Montoya is, I like to say, she's the head of the largest family in Pleasantville. Because oh, yeah. She really runs the Montoya household. Mr. Montoya doesn't really do as much as she does, I have to say. I mean, she really is the head of this huge family. And how many people are in it now?
Well, there's 11 people in the extended family.
Yeah.
9 people in her family.
But still, they all live around the same place, and she's been cooking even for Anna and Tomas, and all these people, I don't know how she even remembers their names. The oldest sister is Anna, and then there's Francisca and Josefina and Clara and Rebecca.
All of their names end with an A. I just noted that.
Well, and Heather's not technically part of the family, but she lives with him. And then there's Anna's sons, which are Juan and Antonio. And so they're part of the family. And then there's Tomas.
And she has her son-in-law, which is Tomas.
And then there's Mr. Montoya.
Yes.
So that's a lot of people to keep track of.
Plus all the animals.
Yeah. Of course, you have a big barn and chickens and snakes and lizards and all the stuff you find out there.
Yeah. So and how does she do it?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. But she likes cooking. That's a good thing. She likes being in her kitchen.
Yes.
She doesn't like it when people get in her way, I don't think, which is probably difficult with that many people.
Yes.
She could trip over them. She works really hard. She likes work.
She has a very strong work ethic that she makes all of her kids do, too. She won't let them do anything fun until they've done all their chores every day, and she has no exceptions.
Well, her and Mr. Montoya are always coming up with new chores for their family to do, and each person, nobody gets to be lazy in that household, or else they get in big trouble. You won't see any of them just sitting around doing nothing and counting their toenails and...
Who does that?
Right.
Well, isn't that what people do when they're really bored?
I don't know.
Well, no, nobody's...
They twiddle their thumbs.
Oh, that's
toes.
The same.
Not count their toenails.
And so all these people, they work really hard because Mrs. Montoya doesn't give them a break.
Mrs. Montoya does not appreciate laziness.
No.
That's why her and Mr. Montoya created the bad book. And so if anybody does something they don't like, they get written in the bad book. And then at Christmas time, they count up who had the most things in the bad book. And that person gets coals in their shoesies.
And everyone else gets chocolates and mangoes and nuts.
Yeah. So that is why nobody wants to be bad in that house. Because they don't want to be one with coal because they want chocolate.
And she's harsh, too. Like, she'll put little things in the bad book.
Yeah.
Like... Antonio said his brother was dumb.
Or Antonio sneezed on the tortilla recipe 3 times.
Yeah. Or anything like Francisca talked back to Mama and Papa.
They're not
That's
allowed
what
to
happens,
talk back.
Is if they get told to do something and they talk back and say, I don't feel like it or I want to do something else, then they get into bad book. And they don't want to do that. So that's how she keeps control of things. And it seems to work for them.
Yeah, well, I mean... Everybody wishes that their kids could behave as well as the Montoya kids do. I mean, Celine Windmill's always asking her for parenting advice, like we were talking about on the last episode. So something she's doing is right. It seems like she's kind of been thrown off her groove since Anna and Tomas came into town, but I think she's getting it back.
Oh gosh, that is a big thing. A whole new family, pretty much. Dolores Montoya is pretty much the opposite of my mommy, who is always out of the house, and she never tells us to do it. That's why we have a governess. That's why we have Mammy, because she's the one who tells us to do things. My mother just goes out to parties, and then she likes to see us and see how we're doing and read the things that we've written, but that's pretty much it.
Look at your new dresses.
Yes. Dolores Montoya likes cooking, and she sews all the time. She's got all this mending to do.
Well, she has to make all her kids their clothes.
Yeah.
She likes joking with Mr. Montoya.
Yeah, they can be pretty funny together sometimes, actually.
They're a very funny
team. You think they're really strict, but they're also really funny.
She likes writing letters to Laura Larson and talking to Laura Larson.
Well, yeah, she is my mom's best friend, and they like sort of talking to each other because they have similar lifestyles, and they're kind of not in the proper crowd of Pleasantville grown-ups, I guess. So they like talking about barns and animals and
children,
kids.
Probably.
And food.
It's a big part of her life.
Mrs. Montoya is, like, totally in charge of the kitchen in the Montoya's house. Everybody has their own chores, which means they clean different parts of the house, but Mrs. Montoya doesn't let anybody in her kitchen or rearrange things in her kitchen. She knows where everything is, and if anybody touches it, she throws a fit.
Well, it's hard because Juan and Antonio love to eat more than anything in the whole world.
So they're always snitching food out of the bowls of food that she eats.
So as you can probably imagine, Juan and Antonio are probably the majority of the bad book for stealing,
yes,
for borrowing food. Or
except for the year that Francisca got the most.
That threw things off.
Yes. That was because she was lazy and she talked back and
she... And she looked in the mirror too much.
She became too vain. And
yeah,
therefore she was reminded to get back to working hard by getting coals. And it's worked because she's working a lot more than she used to. We will see this year at Christmas who gets coals.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea. It's their bad book.
I know. I'm glad I don't have a bad book.
So, what do we dislike about Dolores Montoya?
I don't know. I think she's pretty cool, but I think she works her kids too hard sometimes.
I also think she has her temper gets flared very often and very quickly.
That's true.
Hot-tempered?
Yeah,
yes.
That's what it is. Because, well, she's very proud, so if anybody slightly insults her, she definitely will start fighting back and defending herself.
She's pretty much the only one in Pleasantville who will knowingly insult Mrs. Fox if
yes,
Mrs. Fox
because
says
she
something.
Just doesn't care. So oftentimes, she ends up with not all that many friends, but she doesn't really care. Because having a lot of friends is not important to her. What's important is having a well-run household and being organized. You have to be very careful what you say, otherwise she will get very mad at you.
Well, she's very curt. You say, "Hello, Mrs. Montoya, how are you doing today?" Good.
She's not all that talkative. Unless it's...
How are your kids? Good.
She does not follow very fluffy, long-worded sentences. It's usually one or two words said very shortly and curtly.
Are all your animals doing well this winter? Fine.
Deep.
That's good. Okay.
So I wonder if she's always like that at home or if she's just like that when she's visiting people like my family, because I have a feeling she feels very uncomfortable in my house or people like my family. And I'm sure she's a lot more talkative when she's just around her family at home where she's comfortable in her element.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think she thinks things like balls and parties and social events like sewing circles and stuff are a waste of time. So most of the time she's sitting there fidgeting, thinking about all the stuff that she's supposed to be doing at home.
You can tell that she doesn't really want to be there.
Yeah.
And in Pleasantville, everyone goes calling, and they have calling cards that they leave at other people's houses. And whenever people leave calling cards at her houses, she just throws them in the fire because she never wants to go visit them.
Well, no, I don't think she gets what it's about.
She says, "Well, what are these pieces of paper? What a waste of time. Throw them in the fire." She just doesn't really understand their purpose, and she doesn't understand why people have to go and visit each other and waste time. If they're just going to go eat something, say hello, say some not very important things, and then leave. That's not her kind of idea. Oh,
yeah.
A good visit. So
that's how she sees it. She sees another calling card from Mrs. Merriman, and she's like, "I already know Mrs. Merriman's address. Why is she giving me this?"
Yeah. Isn't she part of the government? What does she do? She's the treasurer. Yeah. And Mr. Montoya wasn't very happy about that because he wanted to be in the government and she took his position.
And she got more votes than he did.
Yeah.
Also, she runs the Nutcracker.
Oh, that's right. She's the director of the
Montoya Academy of Ballet.
The Nutcracker Ballet. So she's, her and Mr. Montoya were once dancers. And so she runs a very strict, tight rehearsal schedule when we're all getting ready.
Let me tell you, it's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, Nan, you're one of the main characters.
Well being a star of the Nutcracker, I would definitely know about this.
Nan, yeah, you're just the Mouse King.
Just the Mouse King?
I'm also a party boy and chocolate.
And the Mouse King is a very important part. You see, I have a death scene.
I was in it, too.
And people always laugh.
Yeah, Teresa.
Yes, I was a soldier.
People always laugh at your death scene. Doesn't that mean you're doing something wrong?
No, it's good. Everyone likes it. I'm just cute.
They laugh at your death?
Well, they know I'm actually not dead.
Okay.
They say, oh, look at Noffy, he's funny.
Right.
Aw. Yes. Well, I can't wait to go and see you this year.
Oh, no. Everyone just comes to watch me.
Anyway, so we were talking about Mrs. Montoya?
Oh, Mrs. Montoya. She has a big stick, and she says, a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, do it again. That's not good enough. Start over again. You are not pointing your toes. Stand up straight. Your back is not straight. Turn your feet out. Point those toes. Jump high in the air. 50 feet.
1, a 2, a 3, a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, a 2, a 3, a 4. Wow. That's the stick. That's what she likes, yes.
Back,
you get what I'm talking about.
I was never in the Nutcracker myself, so I don't really know
what
you're talking about.
Well, Teresa and I know
very well.
All right.
But if you are being lazy, I mean, it's like everybody in the Nutcracker Ballet is suddenly like her children, and she treats them as such,
That's what we were saying. Characters in the ballet got so good, though, is because of her. Josefina and Felicity and all of those main characters are...
Oh, man.
Very good.
Thanks.
Main characters would be Felicity, Josefina, Mr. Montoya...
Yes.
And
me.
And Anna Larson.
And me.
My sister, Anna.
Yeah.
Herr Drosselmeyer.
And me.
And you're in it for, like, half the time. Your sister, Felicity, is in every scene. It is a turning point
in the whole ballet. The ballet could not exist without my character.
It could. It would just go without a counterforce.
Well, then that's no story at all.
Okay. Anyway, so I think we're about done here with Mrs. Montoya. But also, if you have any suggestions about who you would like us to discuss for the main discussion, which character you want us to talk about, you can email us that at NoffyCast@Hotmail.com.
Yes. NoffyCast@Hotmail.com.
You could also email and say if you wanted a certain person to be a guest host.
Oh, yeah. We'll take suggestions for that, too.
We don't have a special guest host with us this episode.
No, it's just the trio. All right. Well, here we go to the next section.
Live in the studio. Here is a section where I'm going to bring in some local people from Pleasantville to play you a concert or just to talk about themselves. Hello! This is Nuffy, live in the studio. As in, alive in the studio. So, I will be playing a little bit of spooky music for the Halloween time.
All right. Navi's going to move over to the organ here, and we're going to hear a little bit of your Halloween piece. Is that right?
Yes. Be prepared to be scared.
All right. Here she goes. Thank you.
was a little bit creepy.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you very much for the compliment.
Yeah, no problem.
Happy Halloween!
Thanks for joining me live in the studio.
Welcome to Mrs. Merriman's Household Management column. Here I will be reading my articles from the Pleasantville Gazette, telling you how to make your home proper, clean, and organized. Surprise! It is the middle of the winter, and a horrible stench is coming from somewhere nearby. It couldn't be anywhere inside your house, but it could certainly be coming from the barn. During this time of year, the most embarrassing thing for a housewife is to have a messy barn that visitors can smell before they have even set foot in your drive. First, send your husband away for the day. Husbands don't like you to mess with the barn, as it is supposedly their territory, but you really must get them out of the way in order to make progress. Then you may start by removing the animals. Let them graze and take the opportunity to thoroughly clear out and scrub the stalls vigorously with a solution made of corn and lemons mixed with a dash of peach tea. Scrub until the wood squeaks underneath your attack, and then set to dry with sprigs of lavender or other dried flowers you may have around the house. As soon as the stalls are clean, lay fresh hay along the floors for the animals to sleep in. Clean all buckets or food tins with soap and set to dry in the yard. Then set to work on organizing the shelves. All food for the animals should be clearly labeled and well stocked on shelves, so they are easy to access. Ropes should be hung from the wall, as well as harnesses or saddles for the horses. Any fireplaces should be fully swept and polished with a black pepper and lime solution that will help to melt the charcoal. Then wood should be stacked nearby at easy reach. Keep a supply of matches in the barn at all times. Bring back in the animals and fill up their food for them. Bring the horses fresh hay and carefully brush all the animals' coats so they shine. Don't forget to wash your animals at least once a week. Cover them with warm blankets and carefully close your barn doors. Your husband will never even notice, and you will no longer be embarrassed. I will see you next time on Mrs. Merriman's Household Management column. This is Lily Merriman.
Time to hear what's going on in the doll world outside of Pleasantville.
In the doll world, there has been a major, major thing that has happened. It is a majorly bad thing that has happened.
Indeed.
Now, if we had thought that things were bad before with things being retired, it was nothing to how shocked, how utterly horrified, how completely and terribly befuddled and downtrodden we felt when we all feel the idea, the very notion that the goal of pleasant,
just say it,
of American Girl,
just say it,
one of the original dolls,
to retire, Kirsten.
You're not supposed to get rid of the main characters. It's okay to get rid of the girl of the year, because after a year is gone, they're not the girl of the year anymore. There's another one. But the three main original Pleasant Company characters, Samantha, she's gone now. No more Samantha. Then Kirsten. Me! I was there. 1988. That's when I came to Pleasantville. 1988.
Really?
I'm almost 20. I do not understand the reasoning behind this. Am I boring? Do I not have relevance? I mean, I'm an immigrant from Europe, from Scandinavia. Isn't that an important part of our heritage? I mean, do people not like my hat or something? What's wrong? Why am I being retired? Why isn't somebody else being retired?
Breathe.
Like, why can't they retire Felicity?
Well,
sorry, Nan, but...
No, I understand.
Why can't they... Ugh! I don't like this selection process. I don't like this retiring of original, strong...
Well...
characters like me.
You know that maybe they're just doing that to shake things up a little bit and they'll bring you back. No, Kirsten! This time Kirsten has a new hat! So you can buy her all over again so you can give a new hat.
Yeah, why do you want a shiny new Kirsten? Isn't the old Kirsten fine?
It's okay, Kirsten. We like you still.
I mean, I know I'm old.
You are not going anywhere. Don't worry.
Well, I know I'm not, but what about all those poor kids who are going to look in the American Girl magazine and say, I wonder which doll I want for Christmas, and they're not going to be able to say Kirsten Larson.
Well, they can, but they can't get you.
Exactly. They're going to have to go on eBay and buy me for like $500.
I'd just like to take a moment, everybody, to let you know that Pleasantville would not exist without Kirsten.
That is true.
And her family, because they were the first people to come to Pleasantville. I mean, without Kirsten, you would have no Nolfi.
Without Kirsten?
And no Teresa.
No Teresa, no Kirsten, no Larson and family, no Pleasantville, no ourdolls.net.
Without ourdolls.net, you would not have Nolfi. And without Nolfi, you would not have
Nolfi Cast.
You would not be listening to my voice, my words that you are hearing in your ears right now.
Yeah.
All thanks to Kirsten.
It's just mean. Okay, that's all I have to say. I guess I can't really do anything about it. I could write angry letters. I could invite them over to my house for tea, but they wouldn't be able to fit. So, I don't know what to do.
Well, at this point, there's not much you can do. What we can do is just be thankful that you are here with us and that your family was once, I mean, is now, and that forevermore,
yeah,
your price will go up on eBay. You're worth more.
Who cares?
That
hey,
not a good
everybody
point.
Out there, you like Kirsten, right?
Right. Yes.
So, why? Never mind, I'm done.
Yeah, you've asked why quite a few times, sir, isn't it? Oh, right! So, Kirsten's going into the archive.
Ugh!
To collect dust.
Well, at least I can see Samantha.
True. You have a party.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of parties, guys, the photo story contest, which is about a ball or party or some kind of party, is going on right now, and the entries are all up on the website.
So, vote on your favorite.
Yes, they're all really good stories, and we thank everyone for their entries. That's great of you. We appreciate all the work you put into it. And thanks for entering this contest. So, everyone, please vote for these people. Also, there is the Masked Ball Costume Contest going on the website, and there are pictures of all of the costumes from the Masked Ball, and you can vote on which ones you think were the funniest, the most creative, the most beautiful,
most cute,
and who has the best mask.
That's,
winkety,
yep.
Wink, wink, wink,
wink,
wink, winkety.
Wink.
Hey, you
wink.
Guys, if you really like Kirsten, I can use some votes.
No.
What if you really like Teresa?
Remember, as you scroll to the very bottom, that sometimes the best is saved for last. Hint, hint, hint.
Right. Oh, yeah. Our Dolls is the number one doll site right now. It changes about once every 3 hours. We keep checking. So if you could vote once a day on every voting device you have,
pretty much the easiest thing ever to do. Just go to ourdolls.net website like you do every day, right? Every few hours. And just clickety-click. Of course, you can only vote once every 24 hours, so...
But that's only once every 24 hours. You've got more than that in your life, so you can vote more than once.
Thanks for listening, and know that we are all mourning the loss of Kirsten.
I know you are, too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll see what happens, and I will say hello to Samantha for everybody. All right, bye.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Nolfi's mailbag. Nolfi's got
lots of mail. And there's a really, really special thing that came in, and I'll read you the letter that came before it. It says, "Hiya, Nafi, Kirsten, and Teresa. This is from Rilla of Star Valley. My name is Marilla Boyton. I'm a Thai doggy, and I made a jingle for Nafi's Jammies that I was wondering if you could put on to a future episode. I actually recorded it, which was fun to do." And since we love this idea so much of somebody sending in an actual audio clip, I definitely want to put this on here for Marilla Boyton. So, you guys get to hear it. This is a Nafi's Jammies jingle.
"Hoi, my name is Marilla Boyton, oi joy of Star Valley, and I have a jingle for Nafi's Jammies that I want to share with you. So here it is. Nafi's Jammies are very sweet, nice to smell and good to eat. So won't you try Nafi's today and toast for yourself this very fine tweet."
Oh, that was so wonderful. Hey, thank you for doing it.
You must be very clever to send an audio clip. Good for you. If anybody else is very, very clever and knows how to send an audio clip, I'd love to hear more.
So yeah, thanks. It's easy. Just make an MP3 of you talking into your computer and send it to us attached in an email, if you know what I mean when I say that.
We have some comments here. One from Quinlan, and she says, "I love Nafi's new video blog. I showed it to my little brother Michael, and we laughed together while we watched it. I can't wait for the next episode." And you can do the next one,
from
Teresa.
Sharon, she says, "Nafi, you are wonderful. Just keep being yourself. You're one of a kind."
That's true.
Yes, indeed. Can't retire me, because that would be up to me if I want to retire or not.
You are already retired.
Oh, you're right.
You see, you can still find yourself
yes,
on eBay.
Yes, you see, Kirsten, now you can be one of a kind.
I am. Okay, so the next one's from Ladybug. She says, "I enjoyed episode number 6, which was our Netherlands episode.
Ooh.
I love all the NafiCast episodes, but I sure missed you." I think she means you, Nafi.
Of course.
"You are so awesome, and I love listening to your voice and your witty comments."
Oh, my witty comments. I have a sharpest wit. I can cut vegetables with my wit. It's so sharp.
Okay. So we also have some questions from listeners. The first one is from Grace, Mary, and Anne for Nafi to answer. She asks, "Is Rose your maid?"
Well, yeah, she's sort of like the scullery maid. She does all the tasks that nobody else wants to do. And she complains about it.
Plenty. She's really grumpy.
She is a grump, and she's really annoying.
So she also wants to know, will there be any other Merriman crafts other than how to make tea?
Gosh, probably. Maybe I'll make a how to make Nafi's Jammies one.
Yeah, that would be good. You could do a recipe type thing.
Yeah. Or what's some other crafts? We could show you how to make a tea box, or show you how to make soap, and all kinds
Soap's
of ideas.
Good.
So,
all those,
and I mean salt, sugar, and flour bags we could make.
Grain bags and stuff.
Yes, yeah, so I'm sure there will be eventually. There's just a lot of stuff, other ideas we have in the works right now, some good ideas. So, but thanks.
All right, now the next question is for Teresa.
Oh,
lovely.
Teresa, do you have parents? If you do, why aren't they in Pleasantville?
Well, you see, my parents are in Ireland, and I originally came from Ireland a while back to live with my cousins, who are Rebecca and Samantha Parkington.
So why don't you speak Irish?
Well, I never really learned it. I believe I was at such a young age when I came to Pleasantville that I never really got around to learning the Gaelic, and people over there don't normally just learn Gaelic when they grow up. It's more modern now.
Well, I think they have specific schools for that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so people in Ireland don't talk to each other in Gaelic?
No, not all the time, man.
Well,
some people might
know
it. It's mostly in songs and things and stories.
So it's like the old people talk it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so there's another question in here. How long has Elizabeth been living with you?
Oh, my. Well, I believe it has been something like 7 or 8 years that Elizabeth has been living with us.
That's almost your whole life.
And she's been living with us ever since her house was burnt down when a strike of lightning hit her house and it went up in flames.
I remember that.
Yeah, she had a really tiny little house.
Yes, there was a big thunder and lightning storm going on.
And everyone ran and tried to put out the fire with all their hoses.
And they all had hoses, and the fire was just too great. So we were across the street from her, and so she just came to live with us.
And she's lived there ever since.
Oh, from Ruthie, you've got a question, Kirsten.
Yeah!
What is your full name?
Oh, okay. Well, it's Kirsten Maria Larson.
Thanks for your questions. We appreciate it. Can't wait to hear some more. Thanks, boy. Got any questions for Noffy? Send them in to noffycast@hotmail.com. And we have reached the end of this podcast.
And next week, we will be on the 10th episode, or whenever we make the next podcast. The 10th episode! Isn't that so exciting, everyone?
I've been dreaming of that moment since episode 1. And as soon as episode 10 is over, I will be dreaming of episode 20. And pretty soon, I will be dreaming about episode 100.
You've been dreaming about 100 since day 1.
Yeah, well, we're almost there. So, I'd like to thank Kirsten and Teresa for being on this podcast.
Yes.
Yep. Again. And we look forward to many more podcasts with you all. I'd like to remind you that any questions you would like to be featured on the show should be sent in an email to noffycast@hotmail.com.
NAFYCAST@hotmail.com.
You can send any feedback with the feedback form on ourdolls.net, too.
Actually, the feedback form has a different question updated almost weekly, and I think right now is, who do you think has the best ball gown? So, if you want to fill out the feedback form, there's a fun question you can fill out almost every week. There's also a bunch of polls that change every time you visit that page,
yeah,
so make
P.S.
sure to vote on the polls.
I worked really hard on my ball gown. But anyway, and make sure to add your name and your age, too.
And where you come from.
I do have a challenge for my listeners this week, and I challenge you to dress up your doll for Halloween and send me a picture of your doll's Halloween costume. See how creative you can be.
We want to see what you dress up as.
You're looking at the ourdolls.net website all the time, and you are seeing all our masked ball costumes and voting on them. Well, I want to see your costume.
Yeah.
I really would like that. So, send it in an email or however you want. Send me a link to it if you have it up on a website that's hosting your pictures. Whatever. I just want to see your costumes.
Yes, so just send a picture of your doll in whatever costume they are dressing up as for Halloween.
And I hope you guys get lots of candy, get scared a few times by all the spookables.
Or not, if you don't like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like me.
Teresa doesn't. My friend Anna doesn't. I just don't get it. I like to scare myself and everyone else. I'm itching and twitching to scare myself. And you.
And you, and you, and you.
Boo!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 As I always say, life must go on.
But it doesn't if
Even
you don't
if
exist
you run into
anymore.
A brick wall, you can still get a remedy from Josefina, and your head will feel better after a little while.
What does she do if you, like, fall off the face of the planet?
She can construct
What if you stop
mattress
existing?
For you.
She can go fishing and find
what?
You. If you fell off a cliff into the sea, she could get a fishing rod and fish you out.
But there's no...
Well, before you fell, she could set up a mattress for you to fall on.
Yes, but what do you do if a person stops existing because somebody in power said that they were boring?
Well,
I don't like it. I just don't like it. You know who's going next? Molly. Because she has glasses.
No, because she's the next oldest character.
I don't like this selection process. I don't like this retiring of original, strong,
well,
characters like me. 1988. That's when I came to Pleasantville. 1988.
Really?
I'm almost 20.
Wait a second. You're older than Willow?
Yes.
No way.
Yes,
no.
I am. Because no. I came to Pleasantville in 1988.
Are you sure?
Under the Christmas tree. Me, 1988.
You're older than Willow?
Yes.
No.
Pleasantville started before Willow was born.
No.
Greta got me when she was 2. Willow was born when she was 2.5.
Cool.
So, I do not understand the reasoning behind this. Am I boring?
I just noted that.
Well, and Heather's not technically part of the family, but she lives with him. And then there's Anna's sons, which are Tomas, which are Juan and Antonio are her sons.